Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
Hi guys, welcome. It's Nick here from Holistic Health and Fitness Coaching. Today I'm going to read a few scripts from Osho. I'm not sure if you guys have heard of Osho and his meditation form, his insights on meditation and stillness and inner peace and going in. Got to go inside of us to actually come out the other end. We can't just stand still and ignore the inner side of us, so we need to follow through and go in. So there's a saying, the only way out is to go inwards. So I like who a colleague said that to me on text recently. The only way out of it is to go into it and really dig deep into what we need to know in our psychology. And this has been an enlightenment for me, because I've done this meditation quite often, and you know, sometimes life gets in the way and other values, but sometimes it's really good to get back into going inwards, because that's where you find your happiness. And like Osho would say, we're all made of joy. Our core values, our core being is to be joy happy. So I'm going to read something special. I'm going to probably read 2 scripts. And first of all, the one I'm going to read on EK, it says, the tricks to meditation and why most of us get it all wrong. You know, have you ever meditated before? If you have, you've probably begun by repeating a mantra or focusing on your breath. While these meditation techniques are commonly taught in Western world, it's not true meditation, according to spiritual guru Osho. Now, Osho had a different opinion to what Krishna meditation or Jesus meditation, biblical meditation. They had a different way of approaching meditation. So I like to think he has a point to this, and I like his method, but I also like there are times when we need to put the image of our God, whoever God is to you, and before meditating and getting into a spiritual realm only through a vision of a God who is God to you, and visualizing that God and then being driven towards the divine. Now, there is a point to 2 of these studies, but I really like this kind of idea of Osho's also. I have tried it, and I find it's really fulfilling to be able to identify or be the observer of our mind. The witnesses, as the script goes on, you know, that's what we do, trying to find out where it goes. It's wondering how, where your mind will flow, and there's some key nuggets there sometimes. Pretty well advised also to take a notepad and just write your thoughts. Wherever it goes, don't be the judger, but just look and observe. So, according to Yoshio, in fact, he says these practices are affecting our ability to reach true peace and enlightenment in meditation. How to meditate according to Osho. Osho says that the key to meditation is to learn how to remain unoccupied. I like that word, to stay unoccupied, which despite what you may think, takes a lot of courage. When people come to me and they ask how to meditate, I tell them there is no need to ask how to meditate, just ask how to remain unoccupied, the mind. Meditation happens spontaneously. And three, it's natural, anyone can meditate. Just ask how to remain unoccupied. That's it. Calling stay still in the mind. That's all. That's the whole trick of meditation, how to remain unoccupied. Then you can do anything. The meditation will just naturally flow. Now, when you are not doing anything, the energy moves towards the center. And that's an interesting point. It moves towards the center. It settles down towards the center. It moves away, away. And there's another point here. Usually in Osho meditation, Kundalini, there's actually a movement meditation that allows you to dance through and then stand still and then feeling, being the observer of wherever the energy goes. And it usually tries to find its center after an exercise, after a strenuous exercise or a movement, moving and shaking the energy. The energy needs to flow out, even areas that it's been blocked, it needs to find its way. So, good point. Towards the center. When you are doing something, the energy moves out, more like moving. Doing is a way of moving out. Non-doing is the way of moving in. So if we stay still, we actually move into ourselves. Occupation is an escape. We need to move around. Now, today, that's a good point. Today, I tried to do one thing at a time today. I focused on, I saw a lot of things I need to do, even just cleaning and doing a bed up or moving things to make it neater. Not compulsively, but just to make things neater. And my mind was running because it said, do this, do that, do that, do that, do that. And I said to myself, no, I'll take the pleasure of being meditative and do one thing at a time. I know I'll be occupied with it, but I will enjoy it instead of thinking ahead into the future and being preoccupied with things and causing myself some anxiety. So occupation is an escape. Okay, so you can read the Bible, you can make it an occupation. That's a good occupation. It's a lovely occupation. You can read other things. You can read the Krishna's, the Krishna verse of the Bible. There is no difference between religious occupation and secular occupation. All occupations are occupations, and they help you to cling outside your being. They are excuses to remain outside. Now, man is ignorant and blind, and he wants to remain ignorant and blind because to come inwards looks like entering a chaos. Now, we don't want to have chaos. Okay, so here we are. We're now going to talk about part two. And I'm just going to get to that space where I finished talking about in part one. Now, we talked about how man is ignorant and blind, and he wants to remain ignorant and blind. I just wonder why that's the case. Is it because we don't want to go into deep chaos in the unknown? Because also man does not want to go inwards because there's just too many open wounds there, or looks like entering a chaos state. And is it so inside you have created a chaos? It's because we have carried some chaos in there and have that by going in there we'll find that we're encountering it
and we go through it, but it takes courage. It really takes courage to be oneself and courage to move inwards. There is always greater courage that needs to be embraced, and so we can be more meditative. So the key is to be a witness to your own mind, according to Osho. The technique that's especially effective when practicing meditation is to become an observer of your mind. So how do we become an observer of our mind? I think I mentioned that a little bit earlier, where we need to just take one focus on just one thing. Sometimes if you can practice focusing on one dot, on one space, on one item, could be anything, and you keep focusing on that, and just see how long. How long can you focus on that particular spot? How long can you focus on before other thoughts come to mind and all these distractions? Or can we keep our focus on that one spot? You know, trying that exercise is important to us. That's something we can do. And then also then write your notes to see what's coming up for us when we do meditate, you know, on one spot, eyes open, or thinking about the emptiness. The key is to be a witness to your own mind, according to Osho. The technique that's especially effective when practicing meditation, become the observer of the mind. See, meditation starts by being separate from the mind, by being a witness, the observer. That is the only way of separating yourself from anything. If you have the power to detach, you are looking at the light. Naturally, one thing is certain, you are not the light. If you're looking at it, you are the one who is looking at it. And if you're watching the flowers, one thing is certain, you're not the flower, you are the watcher. So how long can we actually become the watcher of that particular item? Because we're not the one. We're not watching that thing. All right, we're not the thing. Whatever you're thinking or whatever you're watching, whatever you're observing, you're not the thing. Separate from you being attached to the thing. And that's what Osho is trying to say here. And watching is the key to meditation. So watch your mind. Practice watching your mind where it goes. You see, you don't do anything. No repetition of a mantra. No repetition of the name of God. Just like you do in Hindu Krishna or even in Jesus. In the Catholic religion or any type of religion. Just watch whatever the mind is doing. No mantras. Also, no mantras, thinking that I am beautiful, the world is beautiful, I am abundance, I love myself. And these are repetitive mantras that we don't have to say that in this meditation. Don't disturb what is happening in our mind. Don't prevent it. Sometimes even our wounds come up when we're in deep meditation on that focus, on that one spot, on the emptiness, as the Buddhists would say. Just don't prevent it. Don't repress it. Don't do anything at all on your part. Just be a watcher, an observer. And the miracle of watching is meditation. That's it. As you watch slowly, slowly, mind becomes empty of thoughts. But you are not falling asleep. You are just becoming more alert and more aware. As the mind becomes completely empty, your whole energy becomes a flame of awakening. This flame is a result of meditation. So you can say meditation is another name of watching, witnessing, observing, without any judgment, without any evaluation, just by watching, you immediately get out of the mind. And we don't have to feel like we need to void or run towards things for different experiences or wounds that are coming up, and we need to cover them up with substances or any type of escapism, any type of vices or addictions, or which cause addictions are something that we'd run to. We don't need to do that. We just become the observer of that addiction, of that mind space, or that whatever's coming up. Just be into the emptiness as much as we can. So therefore, what is meditation? Osho didn't stop here. He also explained what true meditation is and why most of the Western world gets it all wrong, in his opinion. Then what is meditation? Meditation, just being delighted in your own presence. Just being you. Meditation is delight in your own being. It is very simple, a totality, relaxed state of consciousness where you are not doing anything. The moment doing enters, you become the tense. You become tense. You create anxiety enters in your life. This is an immediate thing. So how to do it, what to do it, and how to succeed in this meditation, how not to fail. You have already moved into the future. If you're contemplating, you can contemplate. How can you contemplate the unknown? How can you contemplate the unknowable? Unknowable. So you can contemplate only the known. You cannot chew again and again. But it is the known. If you know something about Jesus, you can think about again and again and again. If you know something about Krishna or the Buddha, and you think again and again and again. You can go on modifying, changing, decorating. But it is not going to lead you towards the unknown. And God is the unknown. So meditation is just to be, not doing anything, no action, no thought, standing still, no emotions. You just are who you are in the space between. And it is a sheer delight. From where does this delight come from when you are not doing anything? This peacefulness, this joyfulness, it comes from nowhere. Or it comes from everywhere. It is uncaused because the existence is made of stuff called joy. It needs no cause and no reason to do. If you are unhappy, you have the reason to be unhappy. If you are happy, however, you are simply just happy. There is no reason for you to be happy or for it. Your mind tries to find a reason because it cannot believe in the uncaused. That's interesting, because it cannot control the uncaused. With the uncaused, the mind simply becomes impotent. So the mind goes on finding some reason or other. But I would like to tell you that whenever you are happy for no reason at all, because this is part of our DNA. This is part of life. This is part of our energy. This is where we are. We call this love. We call this joy. We call this peaceful state. So whenever you are unhappy, you have some reason to be unhappy. So why did you create the reason? Because happiness is just stuff you are made of. It is your very being. It is your innermost core. Joy is your innermost core. To know more. Anyway, that's part of this one. I will go with part three shortly, following through. Part three on some reasoning behind, and the part three will be talking about accepting our ups and downs in life, and we'll go with that next. Thanks for listening to this so far.
Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Guest-approved bedding for a season of hosting, top brands and cookware, festive holiday decor for indoors and out, and so much more. Whether you need a new sofa that fits the whole family or a new serving dish that fits your famous sweet potato casserole, Wayfair is the place to go for Black Friday deals on finds to feast. Get festive and get comfortable all season long. Plus, sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home, even the big stuff. And the best part, speedy delivery in time for the holidays. There's no place like home for the holidays, and no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. Shop early Black Friday deals right now and save up to 70% off, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable, quality clothing right here in the USA. Because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.